Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So, you know, with all of this, these warnings and these advisories about coronavirus, I mean, at some point you just have to laugh. I mean, did you see this thing? Apparently I'm not allowed to wear facial hair. Did you see this thing? This went around the internet that you can't, if you're not supposed to wear a beard because if you have to put on that N29 mask, it might interfere with something or the other or whatever it is. And when I read that, I was reminded of a quote from Winston Churchill when he was told that you're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition. Remember his quote? He said, "That is a rule up with which I shall not put." But the chart actually, believe it or not, it said you can't wear a beard, but you can wear a soul patch. Or you could even wear a Hitler mustache. I mean, you know, like laugh or cry, whatever it is. Look, it is scary, and and there are these threats, and it's a very serious virus that is going around. All of that is true, and it's weird going around with the Torah and not touching each other. That is a strange new change in our lives, and we're all going to have to get used to this for a little while until this gets more under control in the world. We all have this idea now in our heads that we have to protect ourselves. We have to wear the right protective masks or clothing or whatever it is. Kind of ironic that this week's Parsha is also about a kind of protective clothing worn by the Kohen Gadol, worn by the high priest. It actually even talks about the Michnesei Bad, these linen breeches that the Kohanim had to wear. And it said they have to wear them when they approach the sanctuary, v'lo yisu avon bametu, that if they don't wear the proper clothing and they get too close, and then they'll incur sin and they'll die. Imagine, don't wear the right thing and you'll die. Oi! Talk about a fashion don't. We read such a thing and we're thinking, oh, well, that's a little extreme, isn't it? But then in our time of having to protect ourselves from the environment around us, it doesn't sound quite as crazy as perhaps another time. But this is what we think about. And in fact, this message of how we protect ourselves, how we think of ourselves in relationship to our environment and health, actually does arise from a teaching in this week's Parsha. So wish me luck. What I'm about to do is talk about Parsha Tetzaveh and give a reassuring message about coronavirus. You ready? Here we go. So the 20th century commentator Benno Jacob says this idea about the importance of wearing protective clothing goes actually back to the beginning of Genesis. Right? When Adam and Eve are expelled from the Garden of Eden, God, what does God do? The last thing God does as they leave, he knits together for Adam and Eve ketonot or, these skin loincloths that they would wear to protect themselves. And Benno Jacob talks about this and says it's very interesting that we are created as these creatures of the world. We have the same instincts of survival as every other creature. But the one thing that we're given upon leaving the Garden of Eden, one last thing by God, is this ability to fashion protective clothing for ourselves. And the other 20th century commentator, Nechama Leibowitz, comments on this, and she says, yes, in fact, clothing represents the ways in which we rise above the beasts of the field. And then in this week's Parsha, the clothing of the priests represent how we rise even higher, closer to God. So there's this idea somehow in the tradition that nakedness is kind of more exposed and morally more problematic, and clothed is more godly. That's a notion which comes out of biblical mindsets. Very interesting stuff. But we have other things on our mind right now. We have this coronavirus on our mind now. And there's a message here, but you have to really understand what the Torah is talking about when it talks about clothing. Because when you read the Torah in a deep way, you understand that it's never just about the thing itself that's being described. Everything is a metaphor for something else in the Torah. You just have to learn how to decipher the metaphors. And that's what we're going to do for a moment here. Bear with me here as I make these connections, okay? Now, the first thing you have to understand about biblical metaphor, it's different from metaphor and simile and symbolism in modern literary thinking. Everything is extraordinarily concrete in biblical literature, right? So things are spiritual ideas are expressed in totally concrete terms. So the most blaring example of this you see is in the book of the Bible, Song of Songs. It's a love poem between a young man and a young woman. And you know what some of the most romantic things the young man says to the young woman? He says, "Your nose is like a defense tower. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep. Your neck is an ivory tower." Huh? Don't say this to your girlfriends or boyfriends, okay? As you, it's not going to work. Don't even try that, okay? Don't ever say your nose is like a defense tower. But so why is that in the Bible? Well, scholars explain that you're not supposed to invoke necessarily a visual image. You're supposed to enter into the more abstract values that are captured in these very concrete images to lead us to a more spiritual insight. Take my word for it. So what do we have here? We have a description of the priest's clothing in the Parsha. And the clothing is lechavod ul'tifaret, as we said, for glory and for splendor. So the idea is, it's not about clothes. It's about how Judaism, Torah, this connection with God lifts us up in our humanity to a higher place, closer to God. That this is what our tradition is doing. It's lifting us above a lower realm to something better. Malbim, another commentator, teaches, this is the clincher here. He says, the symbolism is this: the glorious clothing is to the priest the way the body is to the soul. Just as the clothing of the priest is glorious and splendorous and magnificent, so too is your body. Your body is a glorious, splendorous, magnificent miracle that clothes your soul in each and every moment of your life. The fact that you're alive now is a miracle. That's the clincher idea. Not only that, the Torah says you can't make these priestly garments. Not any old tailor can make them. It has to be people who are chochmei lev. People who are wise, who have wise hearts. These are the only people who can make these kinds of clothes. What does that mean? It means that in order to really understand the miracle of your body and how alive you are and what that means, you have to enter into a place of chokhmut, of wisdom. You have to hold on to that wisdom to understand the miracle of that which clothes your soul moment to moment. So when we think about our lives right here, right now, with all the things going on in the world around us, this body, soul, heart, mind that you are, in every moment is nothing short of a miracle. With every single breath you take, you are alive. And that is so extraordinary. Yes, we're in a world where there is viruses spreading. There's all kinds of disease in this world. And it is scary when you think about it, especially when it's plastered across every single headline and every 5 seconds on the news. It's very scary. And of course we have to take precautions. But the message of the Torah that I want us to take from this week's Parsha is we are not naked in the face of this virus or of any threat of this world to our lives. We are not alone and naked and afraid in this world. We have been given by God the tools to rise above the beasts of the field. And the beasts of the field, in this case, includes microbes and viruses. We can rise above that. We have that not only in our science, but in our very bodies, moment to moment. So yes, we have to eat the right things, and we have to wear the right protective clothing, and God willing, they'll have a vaccine soon, and we'll get that, and we'll get through this, just like we get through all things as a human race all the time. And the vast likelihood is you're going to be fine. here's what I want us to take from this teaching. When you turn on the TV, and you check your phone, you're going to see scary things. But remember, in that moment when you're feeling like, oi, you get worried, right? In that moment, that little bit of anxiety comes up. I want you to do the following for me. I want you to take a breath, get still, and remember that that breath that you're taking is such an unlikely miracle in all of this universe. It is such an extraordinary gift that you have this life. You defy so many cosmological odds in taking this breath and being alive in this moment. And that miracle of life is so much more true than any nightmare scenario you're coming up with in your head about getting some terrible virus. It's about life. That's why the Torah says you have to wear this protective clothing lest you die. Meaning, you can look out at the world and see only death. You can choose to do that. But look a little closer. And look a little deeper at the world around you. Because you know what you'll see? You know, I once read a beautiful piece from a woman who's a great spiritual teacher. And she described the moment that she was in the doctor's office and the doctor showed her the image from the CT scan and said, you see that mass there? That is your cancer. And you know what she wrote? She said, in that moment, I looked and I saw what he was pointing at and I saw that there was a mass there and I saw that he was calling it cancer. But I also looked at the whole image and I saw this miracle that was my body and all of these organs and all of these processes happening. I didn't just see a tumor. I saw life. I saw how alive I was in that image. That's the message of this week's Parsha of the Torah, of Judaism, and that I want us to all hold on to right now. It's to see life. In fact, I want to direct you all to open up your Siddur to page 99. You see, there's a bracha that we say every morning that reminds us of what that spiritual teacher saw when she looked at that CT scan, that reminds us always to be in a place of awe and gratitude of how alive we are. Baruch, it's in the middle of the page. In fact, say it with me, the middle of the page. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher yatzar et ha'adam bechochma uvaravo nikavim nikavim chalulim chalulim kalui viyadua lifnei chisei chvodecha sheim yifateach echad mehem o yisatem echad mehem I efshar lehitkayem amod lefanecha baruch ata Adonai rofei chol basar umafli lasot. I'll read the English now. Blessed are you, our God, sovereign of time and space, who crafted the human body with wisdom, creating within it many openings and passageways. It is known and revealed to you that should even a single passageway rupture or a single opening close up, it would no longer be possible to exist and stand before you. Baruch atah Adonai, healer of all flesh, who creates wondrously. Folks, may we live this bracha. May we live this blessing and understand all of the wonderful abundance of life and healing that is there with us every moment. Remember that, and we're going to get through this, and we're all going to be a blessing, and let us all say, Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. We continue now with the Chatzi Kaddish before Musaf on page 184.